Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Abby is wondering, what is the perfect age to search for a boyfriend? The perfect age. You're putting it into science.
Yes, apparently some dude at this bar I was at over the weekend thinks he has cracked the code as to what the perfect age is for women to be searched. If you're looking for a man, for women to be searching for a boyfriend. So you really shouldn't have like a 5-year parameter on your Bumble or your Hinge. You just need 1 year. And this is what this guy said. So speaking of going out with hot girls, I was out with a lot of hot girls this weekend. We were getting stopped left and right. Not for me, for them, which is a really fun thing because then you have guys approaching you. So I was out with my hot girlfriend group. We were out at this bar. We were all having a good time. We were talking about, you know, girly things. And we noticed that to the table to our right, there was a bachelor party. A little weird considering this was the type of bar where you don't typically see bachelor parties. It's a local spot. You know, typically when you think about a bachelor party, you think they're like out in Vegas or Miami and, you know, they're doing shots. This was a very chill, relaxed spot. So we're all hanging out. We're looking at them and we're kind of, we're at the point of the night where we're like, we've gotten hit on once or twice, but not enough.
You got a quota.
We have a quota. We need at least 5 compliments.
I need more validation. I need more attention.
I know we were striking out. So we were sitting there and we're kind of like, maybe one of these guys will come over and talk to us. They look a little bit older than us, but like we're desperate for attention. It's 11:30 on a Saturday. If we don't get hit on in the next 30 minutes, we are out. We are going home.
God, your honesty is refreshing.
Is it?
Yes.
Thank you. So we're sitting there and we get our second round of drinks and all of a sudden one of the guys comes over and we're like, oh my God, we're gonna hit on.
This is how I feel like when I'm fishing for marlin. There's one on the left.
Exactly how we felt. And he sits down. I take one look at him. I look at his shirt. And I notice there's a pin on the shirt. And you know what this pin says?
Like a
button. You know, I don't know how to describe it. You know, with the needle and you stick it through.
Yeah.
It was the groom. And so we're like, oh, he's taken. And maybe
he's being wingman.
Well, that's kind of what was going on. So he's like, you know, I wanted to come over and talk to you beautiful ladies. I have some friends who are freshly divorced. They're a little bitter, so they didn't want to approach you.
I'm liking his angle so far.
But he had told me that they had been out drinking all day. And we could tell because he started going on all this rant about all these things that guys are doing wrong and that women are doing wrong. And he's like, my dudes are weaklings. They should be over here schmoozing you. If I was single and out on the town, look at you ladies. You guys are solid 8.5s. I'd be over here in a second. So he came over to talk to us. And then he said something really interesting because most of us were single at the table and we were going on, we were just complaining about the dating scene and how bad it is. And he said, well, you're doing it all wrong. I said, what do you mean I'm doing it all wrong? He said, well, what age of guys are you dating? I said, well, I'm 26, so like 25-ish to 30-ish. And he goes, no, you need one age to date. Set your Bumble right now to the age of 31. And I was like, okay, I'm listening. I was like, why 31? And he said, by the age of 31, a man has already gotten his party years out of the way. He's out of his 20s. Hmm. It's the first time a man, I think, has to look at his biological clock and go, oh, I'm 31. Mm-hmm. I haven't really done anything yet. And he also said, by the age of 31, usually a man has been done wrong by a woman at that point in time. And he said if he finds a good one, he'll be more willing to settle down because he's burned in the past. So I was curious what the men of the Burt Show thought about
this. This is fascinating. I love this convo you had.
It's not an awful theory.
It's not?
I don't think so. Do you hate it?
It's awful.
It is. Okay, why? Horrible.
I just don't, I'm not a big fan of the big generalization statements as if, like, all of one thing are the same. It's so different. I know men that are in their 20s that are way more mature than friends that I have in their 40s. They're still out here getting to it like they don't know they're in their 40s. I really just think it's a person-to-person kind of thing.
But for the sake of debate, because okay. You're right, when you're talking about generalizations, that's pretty boring.
There's always going to be exceptions to the rule.
Always going
to
be exceptions. But if you had to pick the date as a man, saying this is probably the safest it's going to get, what is that age?
31.
I guess. But my only thing is this. I actually think I was more dateable in my 20s. And I feel like a lot of men feel that way because I didn't know as much. I was a little more naive. I think the older you get, sometime...
Jaded?
Yes. I think you become a little more jaded the older you get. And you don't see things as fresh as you did when you were younger.
I'm going just the opposite of you here. I think that you do change so much between your 20s and 30s. I got news for you. You change a lot between your 30s and 40s also.
Yeah, you do.
31 also seems a little young to me. I would say like 33 is probably the perfect age.
33?
Like 33.
I would say 35.
I'm going 32 because I like evens over the odds. There's something about 31 and 33 that don't sit right with me, but 32 having that nice, clean number. Because you definitely don't want 30 because, mm-hmm. You don't want the 20s and you don't want 30 because when somebody turns 30, they might go ham that year because their 20s are behind them and it can be a lot to process. Those big birthdays are a lot to process. So get 1, maybe 2 years past that. I think 32 is the go-to.
Okay? It's somewhere right there.
It is in that bubble, though.
Uh-huh.
I also think a lot of men, when you first get in your 30s, you kind of really start figuring yourself out. Sometimes, like, you start to become more established, and you start to figure out what you really want. And I think, like, 30 to 33, you're still kind of in that phase. So, for me, if I were to give it a number, I would probably think more like 34, 35. I think a guy's really ready.
Mike agrees with 31. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I agree with this. For me, it was definitely 30-31. I would say if you're just looking to date a guy, then, yeah, 20s all the way. But if you're looking for boyfriend material, then 30-31. There's a big difference between boyfriend and dating.
Yeah, I don't hate this theory.
I don't either.
You know, the nice thing about 30-31 as well is that I feel like when you get to 35, at least some of the men I know, like the party days or going out to the bars, kind of like, meh. So 31, though, they still want to go out to the bars. They still want to hang out. It's just more of a mature hang, but you can still have fun and throw down. But when you get into that 35 area, like, people get tired.
Yeah, you're just going to bed early.
Yeah, exactly. So that, to me, would be like, it sounds like is the sweet spot of somebody who's going to go live life with you, but also you can figure out stuff together. Like, it's the perfect match.
It's not awful.
It's also kind of relieving because I realized all my celeb crushes are in their early 30s, and I thought maybe they're too old. Turns out they're perfect.
Hey, The Burt Show.